Well, yes, we were conducting investigations with a view to initiating prosecutions against firm and certain individuals in Ghana. And unfortunately, the draft charge sheet and some other documentation have found their way into the Ghanaian media and have now, in fact, been put on the website of certain Ghanaian media organizations.
So how did the files mysteriously get lost from your office, Madam Attorney General?
I have no idea. The files in question, the documents in question, went missing from actually the prosecutor's offices, not my personal offices. However, other documentation which have found their way into the media were extremely confidential documents which were in my office also, and they have gone missing.
Well, Madam Attorney General, some people are calling for some heads to roll, especially when such confidential information pertaining to very serious circumstances have gone missing. What action will you be taking in the coming days?
I've already spoken to the police, and they are already investigating the matter.
And what charges will be brought to those suspects if they are apprehended?
Well, let's wait and see what happens.
Now,
what the results of the police investigation now.
Madam Attorney General, some people are speculating that some people might have been bribed. There is a big conspiracy theory out there that some people have a hand in this. Why are there no suspects being named?
The police are investigating. Some of us may have our own suspicions, but until the police investigations are concluded, we are not going to speculate on any of these matters.
Is there a time period by which you've given the police to conclude their investigation?
No, I have not given them a time frame, but they know the urgency of the matter, and I'm sure they are taking the appropriate action.
Now, with these information being leaked to certain media organizations, will the media organizations be investigated as well?
I will leave that to the police. I'm not going to prejudice or direct their investigations.
But will there be any reason to find out how such information reached those media organizations when they are very confidential?
Well, I think it's important that we know what is happening and take steps to plug any loopholes or leaks that I may have in my own office and in the offices of the prosecutors. Certainly, we're going to tighten up our security, and I'm already taking steps to put in place even more enhanced security in my own personal working area and also within that of the prosecutors, some who handle very sensitive files. Well, I would like to caution those who are involved in this that they are playing for very high stakes. There is a lot of money involved in some of the issues, but more than that, these are matters of strategic importance, both from the moral and the material perspectives. And I do not think that we will condone as a government this kind of behavior which is creeping into our governance. It's to be deplored, and I would like to send a strong message that we will not tolerate this.